Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. John O'Hara is in the studio with David and myself, and he's going to be helping us out today.
Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Hello, boys.
Now, give us a bit of a background. Like, you were actually on our show about 2 months ago. Was it that long ago?
Six weeks ago.
Yeah. So, you know, like, let our listeners know exactly who John O'Hara is.
Okay. Well, John O'Hara is an actor and a singer who is originally from Perth, and he's lived in Melbourne for about 16 years. And he mostly has, in terms of performance, has done kind of commercial music theatre work.
Right. Now, where did the interest come from? You're like a Perth boy. In Perth, you were actually from the city of Perth.
Yeah.
When did the interest come from? Or were you one of those little show-offs as a six-year-old that would tap dance on the coffee table? Or
No. Well, I used to do, I used to do impersonations of Kylie Mole from the Comedy Company for my mum and dad. And they put me into drama class in Perth. And then from there, I just went to a performing arts high school. I got a scholarship and went to a performing arts high school called John Curtin College of the Arts. And then I was kind of, you know, encouraged into WAPA from there and into the music theatre course, which I adored.
Well, give us a heads up of WAPA. We have so many people on this show that, and from this side of Australia,
yeah,
that go over to, you know, like to the college there, WAPA. What is it about it?
I think it's a few things. I think that it's been around for 30 years. I was part of its 30-year celebrations a couple of years ago, and so, you know, it's managed to establish itself over that time. But for a long time, it was the only drama school in Australia that offered a 3-year Bachelor of Arts Music Theatre course, which it's, you know, it's well known for other courses, but the music theatre course is one that was very kind of recognisable for many years.
So why did they start a musical theatre course up instead of Sydney or Melbourne?
Well, it was all because of an amazing, incredible man called John Milson, who is no longer with us, who was just a very big music theatre fan and quite an eccentric old fellow, and he lived in Perth. And so he started the course, you know, and it began with only 6 people, and then it grew and it grew and it got more funding, and you know, people like Lisa McCune was probably the first big star that kind of came out of there.
And was she a Perth person?
She's from a suburb called Kareen, and she's known affectionately as the Queen of Kareen in Western Australia. And then people started kind of going through and booking jobs and working internationally, and it just grew. And I think that what is great about it is because Perth is so far away and it is so isolated, you go there for 3 years and no one sees you, and you just really focus in on what you're doing. For a long time, Perth was much cheaper to live as well, so people could go and live on $150 a week and still have a good time doing it.
Yeah.
You know,
so. And Neil, because you're from Perth as well.
I am, from
which
Perth
we've spoken
well.
About many times on the show. What was your opinion of WAPA as a person in Perth?
Well, I must admit, when I was living in Perth, I wasn't really too involved in the arts.
But did you know WAPA?
Everybody knew of WAPA.
Right.
Because it was one of the big art schools. And I think when I sort of heard about it, obviously it was musical theatre. And then I think, like you said, they started expanding. And I think now there's a lot bigger program. In fact, one of my nieces has done a music course there to do saxophone.
Yeah.
So I think she specialized in jazz.
Right.
And I think they are quite specialized because they've got a lot of people in the industry. So it's quite well known to have industry people involved in the teaching.
Right.
And then I think they also do broadcasting now as well.
They've got dance courses, diplomas in ballet and contemporary dance acting and all. It's all there.
It's all expanded. But, but like you say, I think it started off as musical theater. In fact, I think I vaguely remember, didn't Hugh Jackman also go through WAPA?
He did
go through
WAPA, but he went through the acting course.
Not the music.
And has had a fantastic career in musicals.
You could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Oklahoma, have you ever seen his performance?
I have, not live, but I've seen the
We've all seen the video. And do they do visual arts as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So there's a I'm not kind of privy to how VCA or NIDA is set up, but when at Whopper, you know, when a show happened, it's run by the students, and obviously teachers overlook it. But you know, across the board, costume design, stage management, administration, everything is all done by the students. So there's all those courses that correspond with all of right. those jobs.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So you moved over here.
I did.
You moved to the Big Smoke because you thought you need to get over this side because of the job.
Yeah, I had a real epiphany moment in Melbourne when I was just out of high school. We have family here and we were here for Christmas, and I, speaking of Hugh Jackman, saw him in Sunset Boulevard with Deborah Byrne at the Regent, and no one would come with me, so I went on my own. And
how old?
I was 17. Yeah,
right, okay.
Yeah. And I... 1996, I think that was, and I remember just looking up at it and just thinking, oh my God, that's it, that's what I need to do, and I just need to figure out how to get from this chair to that stage, you know. And so that was why I really went hard for music theatre and fell in love with Melbourne. And so my dream was to perform at the Regent Theatre in a big musical, which I've done a couple there, which is, it's always such a, I always just try and remember, you know, because life and day-to-day gets in the way and all of that. But there have been really beautiful moments at the Regent for me where I've gone, wow, I wanted it and I did it. And,
yeah.
And I don't take it lightly, you know.
Yeah, it is, apart from a magnificent theatre holding almost 2,000 people, it's one of the pinnacle theatres in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. It's a little, I don't know if either of you guys have been backstage there, but it's a rabbit warren backstage.
Yeah.
You can get lost very very easily. Maggie Kirkpatrick, who I did Wicked with for many years, used to, you know, swear as she was climbing stairs and downstairs and couldn't find her dressing room, you know. Yeah. But it's all part of the history of it, you know. It's a beautiful, beautiful building.
Yeah, yeah. And of course the family that owns so many of the theatres are around town as well, which we've interviewed him a couple of times as well.
Yeah.
The son now, and I've forgotten his name. Anyway, it's by the by. What then happened?
Well, you know, it's funny when you graduate a drama school, because all of a sudden these people that you've been encouraged to, you know, be friends with and be family with for 3 years are all in competition with each other for jobs and agents and representation, and different people's careers take off at different times. And so in my year was Eddie Perfect, and you know, he became Eddie Perfect very quickly, and and deservedly so. Absolutely deservedly so.
Are you aware that he is desperate to have a Broadway musical?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that he goes over to New York all the time.
Well,
to,
he's rewriting King Kong and working on Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
So it'll happen. It'll happen.
Oh, well, that dedication of of him wanting it so badly.
Yeah, yeah. But so, well, all of the boys, there were 9 in my year, I was the last one to book a job. And, you know, I thought my life was over at the time. And but I got into Hair here in Melbourne at the for the production company. David Atkins was directing it.
Yeah.
And, David gave me my first chance. And then it just went on from there. You know, musicals was always my first love, and singing and music, and it's what I kind of grew up with. So I just liked it. So I kept doing it, you know, and have done Cats and Rocky Horror and Shout, and, you know, I'm not going to list my whole CV, but...
Well, maybe not the first show.
Yeah.
We hear about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I adore it. I still adore it. It gets harder as you get older because your knees hurt more. And but yeah.
And you were overseas working on a cruise ship.
I was. Yeah. I've been lucky. I've really traveled the world singing, which is crazy to me still. But so this last year, I've been based out of Europe on this huge cruise ship called the Norwegian Epic, which holds around 9,000 people.
Gosh.
Performing as Bernadette in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. They bought the rights to the show for 5 years, and it's the biggest musical that's ever been on a cruise ship in the world. Okay. And I don't know why, but Priscilla was what they chose, and it's wonderful. It was this kind of crazy, you know, once in a lifetime, glamorous, frustrating experience all at once.
Yeah.
But what kind of really surprised me was that, you know, I thought that Priscilla was this kind of dinky little Australian movie that we all love, but that it didn't have the reach that it does have internationally. And these people that would come on, and because it's now as a musical played, you know, in America and in Europe and the UK and stuff, people know it, and they know these characters, and they're fascinated by it. So it was amazing kind of getting to play an Australian. It was actually the first time I've used an Australian accent as an actor, and I wasn't even working in Australia, you know, because in musicals we all speak mostly in American accents. But so it was lovely to not have to go to the accent and dialect classes.
So which part did you play?
Bernadette. So Tony Sheldon, the part that Tony Sheldon originated.
Oh, okay. So you were the more straighter...
No, I was Bernadette, the transgender woman.
Transgender, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, God, you know, how we forget.
The ex-lay girl. Based loosely on the lay girls. Yeah, right, Australia. Okay. Yeah.
And who else was in it? You know, who played the other two roles?
So we had two Australian boys in the other two central roles. One was Andy Johnston, who has just graduated from VCA, who's a very young and exciting and very good-looking young man and very talented, who got around in not a lot of clothes, and on and off stage. And the other man was a man called Joe Dinn, who played the Hugo Weaving role, who is kind of very famous on cruise ships. He's an Australian, but he's worked for kind of 15 years on cruise ships, and he's that's what he does, and he's very, very good at it. And then the rest of the cast mostly were Americans that they hire in. Yeah, so it was nice to meet some new people, you know.
Yeah.
It was weird because the industry here is so small and kind of specialised that it's not often that you walk into a rehearsal room these days and you don't know most of the people or the creatives. But, you know, we were hired by the Australian team and then rehearsed by Americans and stuff.
So, right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And and here you are now. You're back in Melbourne.
Back in Melbourne and loving it. Yeah.
Right.
Back for summer and, gigging with a few bands and, you know, waiting for the next gig to come along.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I will hear more about you as time goes on. So
yes.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for including me on the team.
No, it's our pleasure to have you on board. You are on Sunday Arts Magazine. It's on Joy 94.9.